An air of gloom hung over the breakfast tables in Cavern Hall. Blind Simeon wrinkled his whiskers in disgust as he took his seat.
Whew! Has some beast moved the orchard compost heap into here, Father Abbot?
He complained. Sextus prodded the mess on his plate glumly.
Evidently you haven't heard of an old sea-going dish that Slip, our new cook, has served up. It's called Skillion Duff. Like to try some?
Stick to plain honest bread, my friend. You'll live longer,
said Mother Mellis as she broke a fresh baked fowl and passed half to Simeon.
Deary me, no wonder sea rats are so wicked and wild. I'd be like that too if I had to live on a diet of the dreaded Skillion Duff.
Slip forestalled further conversation by pushing in a trolley piled high with platters of his creation. The sea rat captain was quite proud of his newfound cooking skills. Clad in a clean white smock and a tall chef's hat, several sizes too small for him, he swaggered up to a table.
Skilly and Duff, that's the stuff to put a curl in your whiskers, made by me own fair paws. Any beast want some more?
Suddenly, a lot of Redwallers left the tables, claiming that they felt the need for fresh fruit from the orchard. Ladle in paw, Slip looked from the empty places to his few remaining victims left sitting at the main table.
Fruit from the orchard? That'll never put a back on you like velvet and a twinkle in your eye. Skilly and Duff, now that's a real breakfast for ye. Come on, Father Habbert. You ain't touched yours yet. It'll be gone cold. Here, let old Slip freshen it up with some that's fresh cooked.
Sextus averted his head from the foul-smelling mess that Slip was piling onto the cold contents of his plate.
You'll excuse my asking, Slip, but what do you put into this Skilly and Duff?
He asked. Slip licked the ladle and winked.
Ha ha! That's an old sea dog's secret. A bit of this and a touch of that, lashings of wild garlic, white dead nettle, some cleavers, and just a smidgen of dogwort.
Sextus clapped a paw to his mouth and hurried from the table. Slip hooked a clawful of the steaming concoction from Sextus's plate straight into his mouth.
What's wrong with him? Tastes fine to me.
Melissa's huge paw crashed down on the table.
Enough is enough. The only thing you've ever cooked up is roguish schemes. Clear this garbage away and bury it somewhere deep to let nature take care of it. Now!
Slip drew himself up haughtily, about to protest, when the badger seized him by one ear and shook him.
You are a cheat and a liar. You've never cooked in your life. When you've cleared this lot up, I want to see you out in the kitchens. Scrub all the pots and pans and spread rose water around until every trace of Skillion Duff, sight or smell, is gone.
Ow! Ow! Let me go, street dog! Ooh, ow!
This ends Disc 6.